This is May 5th, 2019, and it's Quranic studies class. And we're going to continue tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha that we started last time. Okay. Okay, Surah Al-Fatiha is called the mother of the book. I'm just reviewing quickly what we have talked about before. It's called the mother of the book, and it is the most, or the mother of the Quran, or the most repeated ayat. No dua in the whole world, in the whole earth, is more recited than Surah Al-Fatiha. Do you see how it is? Nothing is more recited than Surah Al-Fatiha. See how important it is? I'm sorry. So many people recite Surah Al-Fatiha. So many people. So it is the most recited, and you know Surah Al-Fatiha is dua, right? Surah Al-Fatiha is dua. No other surah is read more than Surah Al-Fatiha in the whole entire world, not only the Muslim world, in the whole entire world. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which is basically a part of the surah, which is He Allah is Rahman in this dunya and Rahim in the hereafter. Okay. Ar-Rahman, the most beneficent, the one who provide benefits to the ones he, only to the ones who like, whom he likes, and the ones who he doesn't like. Equally in this life, both of them gets benefit. Ar-Rahim in the hereafter, Ar-Rahim in the hereafter, Ar-Rahim is in the hereafter, which is what? Only the good guys are rewarded. Bad guys are not rewarded. Okay. And then, Maliki Yawm al-Din, the owner and the king of the Day of Judgment. And we said, let me quiz you. We said the owner of the Day of Judgment, right? The owner of the Day of Judgment, right? We said that he's the owner of the Day of Judgment. Isn't he the owner of this life as well? Huh?
Yeah.
So how come he's saying the owner of the Day of Judgment? He's the owner of this life now, and he's the king now. So how come he's saying the king of the Day of Judgment? Who can answer this question?
Is there a lot of kings in
this world? Yes. He willed in this world to have a lot of kings, okay? But he in this, the hereafter, there is no one allowed to be a king other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, Rabbul Alameen. Rabb is the owner and the Lord of every entire in all worlds. We have the world of humans, the world of angels, the world of jinn. There are so many worlds. Okay. What did I was talking about?
You're talking about the different worlds.
Yes. Rabb al-Alameen is the Lord of all these worlds. So basically you get the impression that, okay, you get the impression that he is Rabb al-Alameen means that everything is under his control. Everything is under his control. Okay. Now, why Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim was repeated again. From ayah 1, repeated in ayah 3. Emphasizing it in ayah 3. Why? Because when I say Lord, we mean what? We are His slaves. Then when slaves come, you think about whipping and abusing and hurting. Allah is saying, no. I am Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Slavery to Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim doesn't take away everything that you have. Your freedom doesn't take away from you all your time. It takes away little from your time, just little from your attention during the day. Okay? Like calling Allah to say, huh? Thank you, who? Allah, do you remember that metaphor or example of the guy who went to study abroad? Okay? And then his father is sending him a check every? And his father is sending him a check every what? Huh? Every month. That's right. He's sending him a check every month to pay for his expenses. And he doesn't call his father to say, thank you. His father said, maybe he's busy. Okay. Then he sent him the check of, which the check of what was sent the first? Check of August? Right. Then he sends to him the check of September. He's still not calling to say thank you. So he sends him the check of October. He's still not thanking you. You get very upset and you call him and you say, my son, how come I send you all these blessings and resources and money and then you're not calling to thank me? And the boy or the boy would say, I thank the male person. I kiss his hand, the male person. I thank the male person. Why? Because the male person is the one who delivered the check. Is this smart or stupid?
Stupid.
Now we do the same with Allah. Allah sending us rizq, substance, provides for us. Okay? Do we call him to thank? How do we call him to say thank you? By praying. By praying. So what's the phone number to call Allah? Huh? There is a phone number to call Allah. Huh?
1-800-SURAH-IS-FATIHA.
No. There is what was it? Yes. Okay, let me put my thoughts together. So we said he is going to provide. Yes, if you thank Allah and you, if you don't thank Allah, then it's similar to when you don't thank your parents who are sending you the check. Allah doesn't exhaust your resources. Allah is very kind. He doesn't take away a lot of your attention. So he's asking you to pray only 5 times a day. So when he calls and asks the son, how come you're not paying attention, you're not paying back, you're not thanking me for a check that I sent? Imagine that he tells you, I thank the male person. Does that make any sense? He should be thanking who? The father. Yeah, but how about the check? What's the source of the check? The what? Allah is the provider. He's the source of check. So we need to call Allah to say thank you. What number do we dial to call Allah? Not 1-800 al-Fatiha. This is a different number. Okay, I'll say 2-4-4-3-4. Huh? That's right. So it is what? 2-4-4-3-4. Okay. That's the number to call Allah and say thank you every day. You call, you dial this number for Allah to say thank you. Imagine that when the father calls his son and he says, how dare you not calling me to thank me for what I've provided to you? How dare you? Then what happened? The son says, who are you? He says, I'm your father. I'm your father. Come on now. I'm your father. So the child or the son says, I don't have a father. So then you ask him, if you don't have, I'm the father who changed your diapers and breast, and your mother breastfed you, and we work hard to make you a successful and good person. Okay? So then you say, I don't have a father. Why are you saying that? Then he says, oh, I was a monkey, and then I evolved into human. Who says that? Yes, which he's stupid because he's basically, that isn't that theory of evolution. It says that we're monkeys. So you see the metaphor here? We're saying we're monkeys, so the guy's calling his father, and the father called, I don't have a father. How come? How come you don't have a father? He says, because I was a monkey. Yes, but there are people who say we are like monkeys. We're evolved from monkeys. And this is a bad thing because this would justify killing each other. So the people, the racist white people, not all of them, the racist white people, they say that we are more developed than monkeys. We're more developed than monkeys. And the black people are less developed from monkeys.
Like, monkeys are actually really smart.
Huh?
Monkeys are actually really smart.
Monkey? Yeah.
Okay.
Alaikum salam.
Can I lend a chair?
Oh, yes. Now, ayah first. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ayah 2, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ayah 3, Maliki Yawm al-Din. Okay. So what is happening here? What is happening here is that we're talking to Allah as the third person here. We talk to Allah as a third person. Okay. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen is Him. Him is Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim is He. Sorry. Alhamdulillahi Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. It is He. Okay. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, we're talking about He. He is Allah. But we are referring to Him as He. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, we're saying He. Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm al-Din, He is the Malik Yawm al-Din. And then suddenly it changes. 4, 5, 6, and 7. It changes to it changes into you, which is second person. In the English language, switching from third person into second person is called, it's like a bad English. Okay? So you don't switch a person. Yes. Yes. But in Islam and so in Arabic, it's an art that at the right meaning you switch. So here, Allah is a second person. And there are many indications people understood from this. People said, okay, it is because it's a warm up. You're warming up. And then when you're ready, then you address Allah as you. You know, you're warming it up. You're getting ready to refer to Allah as a second person? Okay. Then Allah says in the hadith, I have divided al-Fatiha between me and my slave. Okay? So, beginning praise to... Can you write? Sara? The first part of al-Fatiha, it is praise to Allah. This is the first one. We're praising Allah. Okay? We're praising Allah. So, that is the first half, actually. Yep. So it is like this. Praise be to Allah.
Can I do the box?
And then?
Can I do the box?
Get half and half.
What are you laughing for? Praise to Allah is ayah 1. So up to ayah 3.5. Up to ayah 3.5.
What?
So up to ayah 3.5. Okay? And then here, asking Allah. This is ayah. Let's just stay here. This is ayah. This is here. 3.5 ayahs. Three and a half verse. So Allah is dividing al-Fatiha between Himself and us. At the beginning of the part, which is 3.5 ayah, so up to 3.5 ayah, He is praising Himself. And then, after, so that is 7 ayat. Just do the line. The whole thing is 7 ayat. So the first 3.5 ayah, you're praising Allah. You're praising Allah in the first 3.5 ayah. Now, in the second 3.5 ayah, you're asking Allah. So, 3.5 ayah you are? Huh? 3.5 ayah you are? Praising Allah. And then, in 7 ayahs, you are? Asking Allah. Did I say it right? In 3.5 ayah, you're praising Allah. And in the second 3.5 ayah, you are asking Allah. Okay, now, so this is, so if you look at the ayah 3, so right here, ayah 3. If we look at ayah 3. Ayah number 3 is going to be Iyyaka na'bud. Iyyaka na'bud. And then إياك نعم
I think one
of those guys wants to write. وإياك.
Here you go, my
dear. وإياك نستعين. So. نستعين. نستعين. So, إياك نعبد is first part, is first part of the ayah number 3, and إياك نستعين is the second part of ayah number 3. So, إياك نعبد is the first part of ayah 3, and this one is the إياك نستعين. It is the second part of ayah 3. You got it? So here you write the first part of ayah 3 and put there the second part of ayah 3. So Allah says, 3.5 for me and 3.5 for you. Okay? How do we say that? So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim for Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen for Allah. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim for Allah. Malik Yawm al-Din for Allah. Iyaka na'bud is for Allah. Which is number 3.5. Iyaka nasta'in, starting for you. Iyaka nasta'in means that it is you that we're asking help. Okay? So now it's your... It's you asking for help. It's you asking. It says that for you, we worship. This is for Allah. But إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ is for who? Us. You got it? So the first 3.5 ayah are? Huh? For who?
For Allah.
Praising Allah. And then the second 3.5 ayah are for? Asking Allah, making dua to ask Allah. How about ayah? Ayah 3 is divided into 2 halves. Half with praising Allah, and the second half is asking Allah. Okay? So now asking Allah, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. Okay? So إياك نعبد, it is you we worship, that's a praise. إياك نستعين, we need help. Please help us. Please help us. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'bud wa iyaka nasta'in. Okay, so nasta'in is dua. So here, praise to Allah. And here is dua. Here is praise to Allah. Hello. This is praise to Allah, and down here is dua. Dua to Allah, which is praying for Allah. Asking Allah. Asking Allah. So here is ask to Allah. Do you understand this? Because it's important when you say al-Fatiha. 3.5 for you, for Allah, and 3.5 for you. That's why Allah said, I have divided al-Fatiha between you and me. Between you and me. You say Bismillah, Allah said, when you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I said, my servant, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you say, my servant is praising me. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, my servant is praising me. Okay. Maliki yawm al-Din, my slave glorified me. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ I will give my slave what he asked for. You see how switch, okay, in the ayat 3. And Allah said in the hadith Qudsi, You know what hadith Qudsi, a normal hadith? You know what a normal hadith? Hadith, what is it? Huh? It is the saying of who? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So hadith is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? How about hadith Qudsi? About hadith Qudsi? Huh? Right here. Number to call Allah. Okay? Okay? What we were talking here. Yes, hadith Qudsi. What is the hadith Qudsi? Yes. Hadith is the wording, the Prophet, the wording of the Prophet. The thought is the Prophet, and the wording is from the Prophet. You got it? You understand this part? Okay, so you understand the difference between hadith and hadith Qudsi? Hadith is the thought from the Prophet and the wording is from the Prophet. Hadith Qudsi, the thought is from Allah. Can either one of you write down what I'm saying?
Yeah, go ahead.
So here, hadith is the thought from the Prophet.
It's so tiny.
And just erase this.
Okay.
The thought is from the Prophet. The thought is from the Prophet. And the wording is from the Prophet. The thought is from the Prophet. And the thought is from the Prophet. And the wording is from the Prophet. Now, thought from Prophet. And wording from the Prophet. Wording, like making the words. Hadith Qudsi is the thought of Allah, but the word of the Prophet. Hadith Qudsi is the thought from Allah, but the wordings from the Prophet. Okay? And then, Quran is the wording from Allah, and the thought is from Allah. Do you understand now? So when somebody says Hadith Qudsi, you need to have basic knowledge. When somebody talks to you, doesn't find you like ignorant. Like you need to, when somebody says Hadith Qudsi and Hadith, and the thought is from Allah, the wording is from the Prophet, and things like that, when you don't understand these things, really, you're going to be ignorant. And you don't want to be ignorant. You don't want your children to look down at you. Says, Daddy doesn't know anything. Okay.
Why is your writing progressively getting I'm just asking a question.
So now, Ayah 4, Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim. We talked about it. Ihdina means guide us. Ihdina means guide us. Guide us to the straight path. Guide us to the straight path. Guide us to straight path.
Why is your writing getting worse than me? What do you mean?
it went from normal, smaller, and then small, and then small, small.
Okay. الصراط المستقيم اهدنا, guide us. الصراط المستقيم is the straight path. What is the straight path compared to crooked path? One is the right path is the straight. The crooked path is what?
The wrong.
The wrong. Hey people. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Guide us to the straight path. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The path of the ones whom you giving them the blessings, which is faith. Okay? غير المغضوب عليهم. The ones who are confused. I'm sorry. The one who know the truth and don't follow it, الضالين, is the one who don't know the truth. Okay? So, we drew this before. المغضوب عليهم. We have three. We have three. Where's the small pen? Black.
It's with pen.
Okay. So, we have... We have three kinds of people. Okay. The first kind is the one. Three kinds of people. The first one is the one who knows the truth. Knows the truth.
This is sucks about being left-handed. You have to like write
everything. And number two. The ones who know the truth, but they don't want to practice. The one who know the truth, but they don't want to practice. And then the third one.
What the heck?
The third one are the one who don't have the truth. Are the ones who don't have the truth. The one who don't have the truth. So, we said before, the ones who don't have the truth. We said before, the one who don't have the truth, can they practice as-sirat al-mustaqim?
The ones who don't have the truth?
Yes.
No.
Okay, good. How about the one who has the truth, who don't have the, who have the truth, but they are not following it?
They can, but they're just not.
They choose not to.
Yes, choose not to. Those are the, this is مغضوب عليهم. So, الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. This is the one you blessed with a different color. So here, المغضوب عليهم. This is called مغضوب عليهم. This is called ضالين. So the one who know the truth but they don't want to practice it, المغضوب عليهم. ولا الضالين. الضالين are the one who don't have the truth. If you don't have the truth, can you follow it? No. So those are الضالين. المغضوب عليهم, they have the truth and they deny it. They don't want to practice it. Why would someone know the truth but he doesn't want to practice it? Can you give me an example? They don't have will. They don't have will. But how? Okay.
Like they're not healthy enough?
Okay. They hated the truth. They hated the truth. They hated the truth so much. They hated the truth so much. Okay. Because they hated the truth so much, I'll give you an example. Losing weight. What is the truth in losing weight?
Can't just not eat. You actually have to exercise. If you don't eat, it's going to eat away at the muscle and you're slowly going
to
die.
Yes. Right. If somebody knows that he has to lose weight or he's going to die, that person is not able to lose weight. Why? Because he knows the truth, which is losing weight, but he's not following it Okay? Because he can't stop thinking about food. And any time he sees food, that he loses control and he jumps at the food. Okay? Okay? So you call this, you call this here.
Take one for the team. Wait. I can make it look better.
Okay. You draw a straight path here. You draw a straight path. Actually, you come here. Yes, we didn't take a picture of this. So here, okay. Draw a straight path between two points and then draw a crooked path. Okay? Yes. Straight path. And then draw one crooked path and another crooked path. Third crooked path. Okay? So, let's say one straight path, infinite number of crooked paths. Okay, so always keep that in mind. There's only one straight path, but how many crooked paths? How many crooked paths? Infinite number. You got it? That you make a lot of choices. You make a lot of choices. And then Amin. What is the meaning of Amin?
Amen.
Which means what? If I make dua, can you repeat the dua or you say Amin? So it says, Ya Allah, help us. Do you say the other? If you hear somebody saying, Ya Allah, help us. Do you say, Ya Allah, help us, or do you say Amin?
Amen.
Amin means that you have made the same dua. You made the same dua. When you say Amin, it means that we said, it was like, Ya Allah, Amin. It means I wanted the If you say Amin, it means Ya Allah, I am making the same dua. Ya Allah, I am making the same dua.
Oh my God.
Okay, never mind. Just like a couple of minutes left. So, who taught Amin to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Angel Jibreel. Now, do everybody say Amin loudly during the prayer after Surah Al-Fatiha?
No.
Okay. Okay. There are four madhab. Four what?
Madhab.
Which is that school of fiqh or school of fatwa. So, one of them is Imam Abu Hanifa. One of them is Imam Abu Hanifa. people who's from Pakistan and India, Afghanistan, who's, where are you from?
Bangladesh.
Huh? Palestine. Okay. She will not say Ameen loudly, and she will say Ameen loudly. Why? Because in the area of Palestine, okay, in the area of like the East, which is Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, and all these, in all of these areas, okay, people follow Imam Abu Hanifa. People follow Imam Abu Hanifa. Imam Abu Hanifa says that you don't say Ameen loudly. However, other madhab, they say Ameen loudly. So when you pray and find one sister praying next to you or one brother is saying Ameen loudly, here, no, he's right. When he sees Ameen quietly, he's right. So both ways are okay.
Sister saying, I mean, quietly, he's right.
Oh, she's right.
Later, he said brother.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Next time, we'll talk about the name of Allah, Al-Wadud.